Hey, welcome in. I'm Mia.
And I'm Leo.
This is After Work Tea Talk, a tiny English listening podcast for people who have a job, a life, and absolutely no energy left for flashcards.
20 minutes a day, 20 minutes of English. Drink something warm and just listen.
No grammar drills, no vocabulary lists, just two people after work talking.
Today's topic? 5 minutes to reset.
Let's get into it. So yesterday I got home from work. I opened the door, walked into my room, and just stood there.
Stood there? Like in the middle of the room?
Exactly. I stood in the middle of my room and looked around, and I realized I have not really seen this room in 2 weeks.
What do you mean you haven't seen it?
I mean, I've been in it every night, but I have not looked at it. You know when you walk past the same thing every day and you stop seeing it?
Yeah, I know that feeling.
So yesterday I actually looked and here is what I saw. My jacket was on the chair, not hanging, just sitting there. 3 books stacked on the nightstand. An empty coffee cup from the morning, still on my desk. A charging cable on the floor. And somehow, I had 4 different water cups on my desk.
4? How?
I honestly don't know. I think I kept bringing new ones and never taking the old ones away.
That sounds exactly like my desk right now. I have 3 cups. Actually, maybe 4. I lost count.
See? And here is the thing. The room was not dirty. No food. No trash. It was just lived in. A lot of small things in the wrong place. Nothing big, but together, it felt heavy.
Heavy is a good word for it. It's not, I need to clean the whole apartment. It's, everything is sort of in the way.
Yes, that's it. Everything is sort of in the way. The jacket is in the way of the chair. The books are in the way of the lamp. The cups are in the way of my workspace.
So what did you do? Did you clean it?
No, I stood there for maybe 2 minutes, feeling a little bit stressed. Then I sat on my bed, opened my laptop, and ignored it. Because cleaning felt like a big job. It felt like I needed a whole Saturday morning for it.
And you were too tired after work.
Exactly. Too tired to start, but also too tired to ignore it. So I just sat there in the middle of the mess, feeling bad about it, but not doing anything.
That's the worst feeling. You're stressed by the mess, but also too tired to fix it. So you just sit in it.
Yes. And here is the funny part. If you look at each thing alone, it's nothing. 1 jacket, 3 books, 1 cup, 1 cable. That's 6 things. 6 things. But together, they feel like a mountain.
Because each thing is a decision. Where does the jacket go? Do I need these books tonight? Should I wash the cup now or tomorrow? 6 things, 6 tiny decisions. And after a full day of work, you don't want to make 6 more decisions.
That's exactly it. It's not about the physical effort. It's about the mental effort, the decision making. And I think that's why my room is always a little bit messy, not because I'm a messy person, but because I'm tired.
I think that's true for a lot of us. We are not messy. We are just tired. And the mess is just evidence. Evidence of a week of being busy.
Evidence of a week of being busy. I like that. It sounds better than I live like a pig.
Much better. So what happened next? Did you clean it eventually?
I did, but not on Saturday and not for 2 hours. I did something else, and that's what I want to talk about.
So you found something that worked? Something small?
Yes, and I didn't find it myself. I stole it from someone.
Who?
Do you remember I told you about Tom from the design team?
Oh, the guy with a clean desk. The one who always looks like he just arrived, even at 6 p.m.
That's the one. His desk is always clean. Every time I walk past, it looks the same. A monitor, a keyboard, a notebook, 1 pen. That's it.
How? I have never understood how some people keep their desks that clean.
I asked him, I said, Tom, how is your desk always like this? And he said something really simple. He said, I spend 5 minutes before I leave.
5 minutes?
5 minutes. Every evening before he leaves work, he sets a timer for 5 minutes. And in those 5 minutes, he puts everything back. papers in the drawer, pens in the holder, coffee cup in the kitchen, laptop in the bag, just 5 minutes.
That's it? Just 5 minutes? Not wiping the desk or organizing files?
No, he was very clear. He doesn't clean, he just resets. He told me, I don't clean my desk, I just reset it. There is a difference.
Reset. I like that word. It's different from cleaning.
Exactly. Cleaning sounds like a big job. Scrubbing, wiping, sorting. You need a whole afternoon for cleaning. But resetting is just 5 minutes of putting things back. Nothing more.
So he does this every single day?
Every single day, before he leaves. He sets a timer, walks through his desk area, and puts each thing back. He told me it's like a closing shift at a restaurant.
A closing shift?
You know how restaurants close at night? They don't wait until the morning to clean. They spend the last 15 minutes resetting every table. Salt shaker back, chairs up, menu stacked. So when they open the next morning, everything is ready.
That's a great metaphor. So the 5 minute reset is like a closing shift for your desk?
Exactly, a closing shift for your space. And I thought, what if I do a closing shift for my room at home?
So you tried it?
I did. Remember the room I told you about? The jacket, the books, the cups, the cable?
Yeah, the evidence of a busy week.
Right. So yesterday, after I had that moment of standing in the middle of the mess, I thought of Tom and his closing shift. I set a timer on my phone, 5 minutes.
And?
And it worked. I put the jacket back in the closet. I stacked the books on the shelf. I took the cups to the kitchen. I wrapped the cable and put it in the drawer. And when the timer went off, the room was not perfect, but much better.
5 minutes for all of that?
5 minutes. Because I didn't organize anything. I didn't sort the books by size. I didn't clean the closet. I didn't wipe the desk. I just put everything back where it belongs. That's it.
So the room is not fully clean. It's just reset.
Exactly, reset. And you know what? It felt so much better. The heavy feeling was gone. I sat on my bed, looked around, and I could breathe. I didn't have a perfect room, but I had a room that was ready for tomorrow.
I want to try this tonight. My desk is a disaster right now. I have papers everywhere, and I think there is a sandwich from Tuesday behind my monitor.
A sandwich from Tuesday? That's not clutter. That's a science experiment.
I know. I should probably start with the sandwich. But the 5 minute reset feels doable, even for me.
You should. But here is the thing Tom told me. The real magic is not the first time. It's doing it every day.
Every day?
Tom does it every evening. 5 minutes every single day. Not because his desk gets super messy every day, but because 5 minutes every day keeps the big mess from happening. It's like brushing your teeth. 2 minutes in the morning, 2 minutes at night, you don't wait until your teeth feel dirty.
That's a good way to think about it. A little bit every day instead of a big cleanup once a month.
Yes, and here is what I realized after I did it. The mess didn't happen in one day. It happened over 2 weeks. One jacket here, one cup there, one book on the nightstand. Each one is nothing. But after 14 days, 14 small nothings become a mess.
So 5 minutes a day keeps the 14-day mess away.
Exactly. It's maintenance, not a big cleaning, just a tiny reset every day. And that's the real discovery for me. I don't need a clean room. I need a reset room.
So it's like the day off we talked about yesterday. You said pick one day, keep it empty. This is similar. Pick 5 minutes, keep it small.
Yes, that's exactly it. Yesterday I said pick one day, keep it empty. Today I'm saying pick 5 minutes, keep it reset. Same idea, different size.
Same us, different timer.
Different timer. I like that. I think these two things go together. A day off for your mind and 5 minutes for your space.
I'm going to try it tonight. The sandwich first, then the 5 minute reset.
Do it. And tell me about your desk tomorrow. No photos, please. Speaking of which, this conversation is full of useful words. Let's go through them.
Good idea. I love this part.
Number one, mess.
Mess. Noun. When things are not in the right place, not dirty, just not tidy. My room was a mess after a week of work, but it only took 5 minutes to fix.
A mess. Not dirty, just not in order. I like that difference. Number two, tidy.
Tidy. adjective and verb, neat in order, or to make things neat. I feel so much better when my desk is tidy, and as a verb, I tidied my room in 5 minutes last night.
Tidy is a nice word. It sounds softer than clean. Clean sounds like work. Tidy sounds like a small improvement. Number three, reset.
Reset, verb, to set something back to how it was before. This is a B1 word, so it's a little more advanced, but it's very useful. You don't need to clean everything, you just need to reset the room. Reset is different from clean. You're not washing or scrubbing, you're just putting things back.
Reset is the key word of this whole episode. It's not about making things perfect, it's about making things ready. Number four, clutter.
Clutter. Noun. A lot of small things in one place, in a messy way. Another B1 word. The clutter on my desk was just 4 cups and a cable, but it felt like a lot. Clutter is not big furniture. It's the small stuff that builds up over time.
Clutter is the thing you stop seeing after day 3, but it's still there making you feel heavy.
Exactly. That's what makes clutter so tricky. It's small, so you ignore it. But together, it's heavy.
Number five, pile.
Pile, noun, a group of things on top of each other. I had a pile of books on my nightstand. 3 books, but they looked like a mountain.
A pile of books, a pile of papers, a pile of clothes on the chair. We all have piles. Number six, surface.
Surface, noun, the top of a desk or table. My desk surface was completely covered. After 5 minutes, I could see it again. When you clear the surface, the whole room feels different.
That's true. Your desk surface is like the face of the room. When it's clear, the room looks calm. Number seven, belong.
Belong, verb, to be in the right place. Everything in the room has a place where it belongs. My job is just to put it back there, not deciding where it goes, just putting it back where it already belongs.
I love that. It takes away the hardest part, the decision. You already decided where each thing goes. You just need to do the putting back. Number eight, habit.
Habit, noun, something you do regularly, often without thinking. 5 minutes of resetting every evening is a tiny habit, but it makes a big difference. The best habits are the small ones.
Tiny habits. That's what makes the reset work. It's not a big change, it's just a small habit. Number nine, drawer.
Drawer, noun, a part of a desk or a cupboard that you pull open. I put the cables in the drawer and the pens in the holder. Everything has a home. A drawer is like a little home for the things you don't need on the surface.
So the surface is for working, the drawer is for storing, and the reset is moving things from the surface to the drawer.
Exactly. That's a perfect summary.
Number 10, sort.
Sort. Verb, to put things into groups. I didn't sort my books by size or color, I just put them back on the shelf. Sort is a useful word, but in a reset, you don't need to sort, you just need to put back.
Great list. 10 words about mess and reset. And here is the best part. All of them you already heard in our conversation today.
All right, real talk. So the 5-minute reset is a tiny thing, but it sounds like it works.
It really does. And I have been thinking about it all day. Here is what I learned. 10 small things. No, let's make it 9. 9 feels better.
9 small things. Let's hear them.
1. The mess is not a failure. It's evidence that you have been living. A busy week leaves marks. That's normal. That's not something to feel bad about. You're not a messy person. You're a person who has been busy.
I need that one on a sticky note on my monitor. 2, you don't need a clean room. You need a reset room. Clean is a high bar. Reset is a low bar. Low bars are easier to reach every day, and you can reach them even when you're tired.
3, 5 minutes is enough because you're not doing everything. You're just putting things back. Not organizing, not sorting, not deciding if you should keep something or throw it away. Just putting things back. That's all. 5 minutes of just putting things back.
4. Pick one surface. Just one. Your desk or your nightstand or your kitchen counter. Reset that one thing tonight, not the whole room, not even the whole desk, just one surface. Tomorrow, pick another one if you want.
5. The hard part is not the 5 minutes. The hard part is starting. That first moment of standing up and deciding to do it, that's the real work. So don't think about it. Don't plan it. Just stand up, set a timer, and move one thing. After one thing, the rest is easy.
6. If you miss a day, it's fine. The mess didn't happen in one day. You don't need to fix it in one day. Just pick it up tomorrow. 5 minutes again. The reset is not a test. There is no pass or fail.
7. You don't need a system. No special boxes. No labels. No organization hacks from social media. You already have everything you need. Your hands and 5 minutes. The internet will tell you to buy $30 boxes for your cables. You don't need them. Just wrap the cable and put it in a drawer. Any drawer.
8. A reset room is not a perfect room, but it's a room that says, I'm okay. And that feeling, walking into a room that says I'm okay at the end of a long day, that's a tiny joy. It's not a big joy. It's not a celebration. It's just a quiet, I'm okay. And that's enough.
9. And this is my favorite one. Tonight, before you sleep, look around your room. Pick one thing. That's not where it belongs. Just one thing. Put it back. That's it. One thing. That's already a reset. You don't need to do all 9 things I just said. Just one thing, that's a win.
Reset is such a good word for it. It's not about being perfect. It's about being ready for tomorrow.
Exactly. You don't need a clean house. You don't need a perfect life. You just need a space that says, I'm ready for tomorrow.
5 minutes. That's all.
5 minutes. That's all you need tonight. A tiny reset. Your room is not a project. It's just a room. And 5 minutes is enough. All right, that's our show for today.
If you laughed, we did our job. If you felt seen, even better.
Thanks for spending your evening with us. See you after work.